Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Well, I'm so glad you're with us this hour. Remember to go to travelers411.com and click on podcasts. Every show, every interview, every everything, podcasts for a year. Simultaneously, we archive the audio of sabrams.com at sabrams.com and travelers411.com of every show. And you'll find that you can click forever and ever and hear the real experts in the travel industry, the people who deliver the products and services and are involved up to their eye teeth every day in being there on behalf of visitors. And you'll find all of that along with show notes and photos and all kinds of good stuff. You know, there's a reason we win awards every year for our family of award-winning websites. So check out sabrams.com and travelers411.com. And we had some loose ends left over from an interview I did recently with Siobhan Byrne, who's the head of Adams and Butler. And you can visit their site at adamsandbutler.com. And we're going to go off to Dublin, Ireland, where she's waiting to talk with us right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Monday, July 3rd and Tuesday, July 4th at 8 p.m., James Taylor and his all-star band are back again at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The July 4th concert will be followed by a spectacular fireworks display over the Stockbridge Bowl in celebration of the Independence Day holiday. These shows always sell out, so get your tickets now at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
Well, I am delighted that Siobhan Byrne, the shining light at Adams and Butler, based in Dublin, is on the line with us. And your company does such interesting things. You know, I just had the most remarkable experience, Siobhan, that you managed to bail me out of. And I'm very thankful for that. You know what that was?
No.
Well, I have, you know, I do my Stephanie Abrams Travel Fairy Godmother mission. And I have a lovely couple that I am sending to Ireland in September. And the husband is not interested in driving while they're there, and neither is she. And so I have them out at Fitzpatrick Castle for two nights, which they can easily get to from Dublin on the DART, the Dublin Area Rapid Transit, which will take about 20, 25 minutes from Dublin, because they're going to be in Dublin for a few nights first and then go to Killiney in the kind of suburban area of Dublin. And I really wanted to get them out in the countryside. I have them going on a train trip with Ireland Rail Tours First Class one day while they're in Dublin. They're going to be going to Limerick and out to the Burren and the cliffs of Moher and into Galway and then back to Dublin on an escorted first class train tour. And But I wanted to get them, you know, out in the countryside where they can really spend, you know, more time in the East Coast area. And I was told there was only one company that would pick them up at Fitzpatrick Castle. And when I investigated that, I was less than pleased with the potential of what was going to happen there. And then I remembered you. Your whole company is based on doing things customized for people. And I thought, why didn't I think of Siobhan Byrne and Adams and Butler first? So thank you for coming to the rescue and
helping
me.
You're more than welcome.
And helping me to make this a very special trip. And when the couple comes back from Ireland, they're going to spend 2 nights in the Boston area and then back to Texas where they live. I'm going to get them on the air, and maybe I can get you on at the same time, and we can do a little catch up on their experiences roaming about. But, you know, for those people that haven't heard you on radio with me in the past, maybe you can just give a little overview of what it is that the company Adams and Butler does.
Okay. Well, we're a sort of a tour operator that specializes in customized vacations for people. So whether they're traveling by themselves, like even one person, couples, a family, you know, a small group, or a multi-generational family if they're traveling. So we would, you know, arrange sort of itineraries for them around Ireland and Scotland and England based on their budget. So if they want a self-drive, if they wanted a driver, you know, if they wanted to rent a property and you know, stay in a castle, for example, for a week, or if they wanted to for us to arrange an itinerary where they travel around Ireland or Scotland, or maybe they might, you know, want an itinerary based on a particular theme, like, you know, they might be really interested in knitting, or, like I mentioned, Jewish heritage once before to you, you know, castles, whiskey, gardens, you know, a folly tour, ghost tours, you know, you name it, we can do it.
Well, I do want to talk with you about a number of those areas you just ran through. And the first one being the Jewish heritage, because I heard, do you know the Irish author? I think she may live in the Dublin area. Her name is Ruth Gilligan. Have you heard of her?
I have heard of a person with a name like that, but I'm not sure if it's the same. I haven't heard a lot of them.
Well, apparently years ago, like 20 years ago, she wrote three books, three novels. And each novel was very much based on her own life's experiences. And when she finished with the three novels, she didn't feel like she had enough of interest in her own life and her own experiences to get another novel out of it. So fairly recently, and I can't tell you when the book was published, but it was, I just heard her on radio being interviewed about a month ago by some local person in the Albany, Western Massachusetts, Hudson Valley area. She wrote a book, and she decided that this time, since she had no more in her life that she was willing to identify as worthy of being developed into fiction, she would pick a subject and do some research and write a book. And she decided to write a book about Jewish people in Ireland. And so she did her research. And she wrote this book. I can't remember the name of it. I have to tell you, the book, when she, you know, explained the concept of the book and a little bit about it, it sounded interesting enough that, you know, I might actually buy it and read it, even though I'd like to get her by her neck and shake it a bit. And that's because when she was interviewed, and she was interviewed by an Irish descendant who had no information to... Had she been interviewed by me, I would have said, now, wait a second there. Because she talked about how Jews settled in Ireland in the mid-1930s as Hitler was rising to power and people were looking for other places to live their lives. And then there was another influx, another settlement flow in the early 1950s. Well, hello. No, the first Jewish mayor of Cork was not that fellow whose name was, I don't know, Goldberg or Ginsburg or something like that in the 1970s or 80s. It was a fellow, a Jewish fellow, was the mayor, the Lord Mayor of Cork in 1555. So this woman only missed by 400 years because there were Jews settling in the 1200s. They missed 400. What am I talking about? 400. Try 800 years. It was astounding to me that she presented this. There was nobody in the room with the fellow who was doing the interview to refute the misinformation she was giving people, and it made me just a little crazy. So when you mentioned the last time we were chatting and we had so much to talk about that you do Jewish heritage tours, I figured you and I need to talk and help set the record straight, especially for anybody that's heard Ruth Gilligan from Gilligan's Island, I guess, do an interview about her new book. I need my audience to be better informed. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back talking with Siobhan Byrne, the chief cook and bottle washer, head of Adams and Butler, a company you need to know about if you want to do Ireland to perfection in a customized way. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Well, in the merry month of May, now from me home I started, left the girls and two were nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smothered enough to reap the corn and leaf where I was born. Got a stout black sword, the banished ghost, and goblets, a brand new pair of brogues to rot the love of the bogs and frighten all the dogs on the rocky road. It's a double of 1, 2, 3 for five. Hunt a hare and turn it down the rocky road, and all the ways to double and make for all the dogs. In Mullingar the night I rested them so weary, started by daylight next morning light, and there he took a drop of the pure to keep me heart and shrink, and that's the paddy's cure when there he's on for drinking. They hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, with such a heart above him. They asked me was I hired and wages I required, till I was almost tired of the rocky road. To double and 1, 2, 3 for five, hunt a hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Gardens and House, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls, and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Ireland, is Siobhan Byrne. She is the head of Adams and Butler, a very special tour operator. I hate to even say the words tour operator, because it's like calling a castle where you can overnight a hotel, because it really doesn't feel like any hotel you've ever been in. And Adams and Butler is a unique company that fine-tunes the travels of people who know what they want, and you're not going to find it by picking up some brochure and thumbing through until you find the package. They will create what fits the number of people in your group, the time of year you wish to go, the number of days you're going to be away, and the kind of experience you want to have. And they'll just make it all happen. And they have this stellar reputation for getting it right and dealing with some of the most sophisticated travelers and celebrity type fussy people, and doing it well and having them come back again and again. So if you're looking for perfection, you might want to start with Adams and Butler. Have I got that right, Siobhan?
That's perfect. Yeah.
So I wanted,
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, I wanted to, I don't know, you do very well. I wanted to talk with you about the Jewish heritage tours in Ireland. Especially after, if you've just joined us, I heard an Irish author decided to write a book about something she knew nothing about and needed to do research. I don't know what kind of research she did, but according to her, the first settlement of Jews in Ireland happened in the 1930s, and that's only off by about 700-800 years. So I thought, let me get Siobhan on the phone and talk about when there are people who come to Ireland and they are interested in Jewish connections and Jewish history in Ireland, what do you do? Where do you take them? What do you point to?
Well, to be honest, one of the main places they visit is Dublin, because, as you know, one of the presidents of Israel, Chaim Herzog, you know, where he lived for a while, his father was the chief rabbi, is turned into a museum. And then they also go to Cork. And unfortunately, one of the synagogues has closed down there recently.
Yeah, but don't take me to Cork yet. Let's stay there with Chaim Herzog. Chaim Herzog's father was a rabbi in Belfast. And just around the time of, just after the Easter Rising and the partition of the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland into two different places, one being independent and the other, the North, being part of the UK. In 1919, the father, I want to say his name was Itzhak Herzog, moved the family to Dublin and became the chief rabbi of the Republic of Ireland in Dublin. And at some point, Chaim went to Israel, as many young people do. The term for it is making aliyah. He went to visit Israel, fell in love with the place, wasn't in a hurry to leave, and became ultimately president of Israel, and was very much an Irishman. And he is credited with being the person who was responsible for bringing the celebration of St. Patrick's Day to Israel.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's very cool. Now, you said the home that he lived in with his parents in Dublin, Chaim Herzog, is a museum. Now, that's something I don't know anything about. I have been to the Irish Jewish Museum, which is on that same street. It's in a row of townhouses in a very skinny road. I mean, if somebody parks on that street, nobody can get by. And if you walk out of the Irish Jewish Museum and make a right turn for about four or five houses, you'll see a building, a home, a townhouse, with a big five-pointed star like you'd put on a celebrity's door, on the stage door of some, you know, backstage. And it's a big star, and it says, this is the site where the actor Barry Fitzgerald was born. And then they put underneath it Barry Fitzgerald's real name, because that wasn't his given name when he was born. And so both his first and last name was changed by the Hollywood, you know, those folks, that the studios that did such things. But it's on the same street as the Irish Jewish Museum. And when we were at the Irish Jewish Museum, it was, I guess, two townhouses together, and they were just buying another one next door, and they were going to expand the museum. And upstairs, there is a functioning synagogue in that building. But I haven't been back since they finished whatever they did with the building next door. Have you been there of late at all?
No, I haven't. Not since they've done that extension either.
Yeah, I got to get back there.
Yeah. But it's they've got quite a few donations, which is lovely. When our clients go there, a lot of them apparently left quite generous donations, which is nice. So they're very appreciative of the fact that we brought the clients there, because it allowed them, you know, it gave them more largesse in order to, you know, to fund the renovation and
right.
the extension.
Well, and if you leave that place and you go to the corner, you go out, instead of going right to Barry Fitzgerald's house, birthplace, you go left, and you come to the whatever that main street is there, and you make another left, you come to a little shopping center, and in that shopping center, you will find a kosher butcher, which I thought was adorable. So in any event, I mean, it just seems very sweet to me. Most of the synagogues, and there are many, I mean, there are so many places you go and you see a building and you know it once was a synagogue, it isn't anymore.
Well, that's the problem we're having in Cork, because the synagogue closed down there last year. I know they're meant to have 10 male worshippers, but they were saying it was three, and I think when they lost the third one, they closed, which is very, very sad.
Well, the thing is, in Judaism, everything is about community. And in order to have a community prayer meeting, whether it's held in somebody's house or it's held in a synagogue, there have to be 10 people. Now, I will tell you that by Orthodox tradition, that would be 10 men. But decades and decades and decades ago, when Long Island, New York was growing as a bedroom commuter community of New York City, and the communities kept moving farther and farther east on Long Island, the men weren't home at sunset. They were still on the Long Island Railroad or the Long Island Expressway in their car, trying to get home on this at least 2-hour trip from New York City. And so the synagogues in places, for those of you listening in the area who know what I'm talking about, communities in Commack and Smithtown and Huntington and other places, they veered away from, it's got to be 10 male people. It just has to be 10 adults. 10 people who have been bar mitzvah, which means they're over 13. So often there might have been two or three men and seven women who were part of the minion. And I'm wondering if the people in Cork thought about being that liberal to include women to keep their minion. But in any event, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and find out about where you take people. I want to know, where is this house that is a museum that was the home of Chaim Herzog. We're going to find out when we come back. One more place I haven't seen in Ireland. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Siobhan Byrne on the line with me. Her company is Adams and Butler. What is the website for Adams and Butler, Siobhan?
It's adamsandbutler.com, and it's A-N-D, so A-D-A-M-S-A-N-D-B-U-T-L-E-R.com.
Okay. Well, you can go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, where you'll find click on directory, or just put in Adams and Butler. If you know how to spell Siobhan, put in Siobhan Byrne. And you'll get, or if go to sabrams.com, scroll down the homepage and look for the June 4th show, and you'll see her name. You can click on it, and from there you'll have links to their website and other relevant places you should know about. So I was interested in knowing, I didn't know that Chaim Herzog's family home is now a museum in Dublin. Where is that? What section of Dublin? Dublin what?
It's in Portobello. It's Dublin 6, but it's Portobello is the area.
I got it. I know exactly where that is. It's a beautiful neighborhood.
It is. It's lovely.
And there are these, is it one of those gorgeous townhouse kind of things with the big steps out front?
It isn't. Well, they don't have big steps out front. It's sort of like It's almost like terraced houses as well. It's not really those large Georgian houses.
Okay, so I've got a.
But they're nice terraced houses. Like they're terraced houses. Some of them have steps out front. Some of them have little basements. But they're not the Georgian type houses. They're a different type of house.
When you go there, is there a tour, or it's just open to view, and you march around by yourself, or what?
You march around by yourself as such, but there is someone there, like a caretaker who will, you know, a curator who will take you around and who will give you information. So we can book a private tour, but regardless, you tend to get a private tour anyway.
Oh, very cool. Where else do you direct people when they are interested in Jewish heritage in Ireland?
We direct them to the cemetery in Fairview, which is very pretty. It's very sort of peaceful. And then what we would do is make sure that someone who's... There's two people who can do Jewish tours, and one would be Peter White, who you probably know, and then Pat Libby. And Pat Libby actually guided Queen Elizabeth when she went to Ireland, and one of his specialities is Jewish Dublin. And he can take you around the different, you know, shops where they had the old name, which still hasn't been taken down, but the shop no longer exists and stuff like that. So it's quite interesting. And there's about 1,300 Jewish people who live in Ireland at the moment.
There are, there's a section in Glasnevin Cemetery, and Glasnevin in Dublin, it's about a 10 to 15 minute taxi ride from the heart of the retail shopping and hustle bustle of Dublin. Glasnevin was started by Daniel O'Connell because, Irish Catholic people who died, their families couldn't afford to bury them because there was a death tax, and to be buried in the churchyard of a Church of Ireland, which was Church of England, which was Protestant. And that caused all kinds of consternation. So one of the initiatives of Daniel O'Connell was to create a cemetery where Catholic people could bury their dead. But at the same time, he didn't want it to be exclusionary the way the Church of Ireland cemeteries were. So it was open to all faiths, and you can go. There's a visitor center there done by Mark Leslie. So if you're a frequent listener, you know who he is, and he's based in Dublin and has done a gajillion fabulous prize-winning visitor centers, including in Malta and all over Ireland. And when you come into the visitor center, the first thing you are struck by are the religious symbols of over 80 different religions that are represented by those who have passed who are buried in that cemetery. And there is a Jewish section in the cemetery, which, by the way, is where I want to be buried. Because I figure, you know, I have more friends in Ireland than I have anywhere else, so they'll come visit me. And I figure that graveyard's got to come to life in some amazing way at night. When the ghosts of the likes of Brendan Behan and all of the great writers and all of the political activists, and that's got to be something. You know, I have this kind of Walt Disney impression of what happens when the ghosts come to life. So, and what else would be on that trail?
Well, that's we do, when people tend to come to Ireland, we also can arrange for someone from the community to actually meet them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we used to have someone, actually, Alan Benson, who is a beautiful, beautiful person, but unfortunately he passed away. And but people from the community will arrange to meet them. So we will ring someone up, and then they'll see if they're free and meet them. And then we've done things as well when we have families who are closer, and we bring them into Ireland, like we had a takeover of Ballyfin, and we actually arranged for an Irish Mashkiach, am I pronouncing that correctly? Mashkiach?
All right.
To actually supervise preparation of the food, and then we bought new saucepans and everything, and we actually still have them with our name on them down in Ballyfin for our next kosher family.
Yeah, Ballyfin is a beautiful, elegant castle, manor house, estate.
I think it's the best hotel in Ireland. Now, to be honest, I love the Marion Hotel, but Ballyfin is just a wonderful place to stay. You know, it's fantastic. They preempt what you want. Like when I was there one time, you know, they're not around, but then when you're looking for a plug, it's like they, you know, you're caught on camera. They come out and they know immediately that they can assist you. So it's lovely. They're just fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, it is. It's a beautiful place. It's in a very remote location. A fun thing from there is you leave the grounds, you make a right turn until you come to Lepp Castle, which is spelled like Leap, L-E-A-P, but it's pronounced Lepp.
Yeah, the most haunted castle.
Oh, and I forgot, Sean somebody. Is it Sean Ryan? Is that his name? Sean, go people to, go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com and put into the search box L-E-A-P Castle, Lepp Castle, and you'll get an interview with a wild and woolly people who live there. It's an amazing place. It feels like you are in a haunted place, and it's just down the road.
But the people won't go there.
Pardon me?
We have people on ghost tours who won't go into the castle because they just sense there's something not good about it.
Oh, I don't know that it's not good. But it's very original. I mean, you know, we were there a couple of years ago. I doubt that they have done much since then. So, and they live in what feels like the 1600s inside. I mean, I'm not convinced they have running water on the inside. They probably do. But that's the feeling you get when you walk in the door. And they're doing their best to kind of preserve the place. But, you know, when you mentioned the Merion in Dublin is a very contemporary, modern approach to what was four townhouses on, it's Upper Merion Square or something like that is the address. And from the outside, it just looks like four townhouses. I mean, you really wouldn't know it's a hotel, other than that there's this little brass plaque that's about the size of a sheet of copy paper, and on it it says the Merion. And it's a very swanky, upscale place, but it's very contemporary once you're inside. And I have to tell you, Siobhan, when you come to visit me, you will recognize at once that my bedroom is completely inspired by Lord Monk's suite at the Merion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's that, you know, federal blue, like Wedgwood blue walls with the plates on the walls. And that's because I fell in love with Lord Monk's suite there. But it's very different from Ballyfin. And I have to, on behalf of all those amazing places that I would put in the category of best castle manor house place to stay in Ireland, there's at least a dozen other places that ought to fit into that same category. So while I appreciate your opinion, I'm going to, on behalf of all those other places that I love and adore, that I hope you will take the time to learn about when my first travel guide finally comes out, 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland. And we are hoping that it happens before the summer is over. So, and I'll have lots of lists of places. But there are so many glorious, amazing, fairy tale places to stay in Ireland. And many of them, you know, if you plan it far enough in advance, as Siobhan can tell you and assist you with, if you wanted to take the place over for a family or corporate event, chances are good you could make that happen. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Siobhan Byrne from Adams and Butler. Check out adamsandbutler.com while we're in the commercial break, but pay attention to the commercials. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here.
Same. Take my tip and give up the mining game. Hey, hey, everybody pick on me. Well, sell your shovel and your old long john. You can make a fortune writing Adam Faith songs. Hey, hey, everybody drink on me. One more time. Have a drink, have a drink, have a drink on me. Everybody have a drink on me.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occur when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to have Siobhan Byrne on the line with me. She is the head honcho, the visionary, the founder of Adams and Butler. Go to adamsandbutler.com, and you can learn all about what they do. And what they do is customize the perfect trip for you. And if you're planning a trip to Ireland, you might want to check in with them, especially if you have, you know, some really special requirements and, you know, you're fastidious and, well, as my grandmother would say, you would be a pachech. I have no idea what that literally translates to, but I think it's something like somebody who knows what they want, expects it, and isn't going to settle for less, and you can find that when you're working with Adams and Butler. So you mentioned also that sometimes people are interested in going on a kind of, I don't want to say an alcoholic binge, but more like a whiskey trail kind of an experience while they're in Ireland. And how do you do that?
Well, first of all, they would start in Dublin, and they would spend a few days here. Now, everyone knows about Gems and Whiskey, but we would tend to get people as well to visit Teeling's Distillery, which is a small distillery in Dublin, and it has a lovely pub feel about it when you finish the tour, and they still make whiskey there. So that's one of the places we would bring them to. Then, of course, we would visit Middleton down in Cork, which is outside of Cork City. Which is quite interesting, Middleton Council have, during the times of the famine, the Choctaw Nation actually donated meal and corn to the Irish people.
Wow.
And this was just before their own Trail of Tears, when they went from Florida up to Oklahoma. So they donated, apparently, the amount they donated at the time was $171, and they, you know, this is as they were suffering themselves. So the Middleton Council actually erected a monument to them with large feathers. It's a beautiful monument down in the little village, or like small town of Middleton. And the Choctaw Nation, the chief, is actually coming over in June to dedicate the monument. But it's right beside the distillery as well, the Middleton Distillery. So that's another place we'd bring them. We'd also bring them up to Bushmills in Northern Ireland, and it's on the Atlantic coast, and that's the oldest distillery in Ireland. Just recently been bought by Cuervos Tequila, which is quite unusual.
Oh, no kidding.
So, I know, a tequila company owning a whiskey company. and so we would bring people there as well. And then another place they would like going to, where they do the Connemara whiskey. It's an oaked turf distillery. And, you know, the Connemara whiskey is usually, when you buy it, it's usually 25, 40-year-old one, and it has a beautiful smell and taste of turf. So we'd give them sorted, so they'd be the distilleries they would visit. And then we'd include other things, like actually visiting the home of the Jemison whiskey family.
Now, where is that?
They could, sorry?
Where is that?
That's it's on the Waterford-Cork border. It's Turin House. It's called Turin House. And it's the ancestral home. So they would go in there and they would have a private visit with usually one, two or three of the sisters that are there. And they would have a glass of Jemison whiskey poured by the ninth generation Jemison whiskey family in the ancestral home. So people usually love having that as well. So we'd include those type of things in the tour. But usually when people want to do a whiskey trail or anything like that, they usually include other elements of visiting Ireland or Scotland as well when they're doing it. One thing we do in Scotland, which is quite interesting, is we can arrange for Charles MacLean, who's the founder of the Scotch Whisky Society in Edinburgh, to bring our clients in as his guests, and it's a members-only club. And often he'll bring them for private tasting to his home as well. And he's believed to be the world's leading expert in Scotch whisky, so people really enjoy that as well.
Well, there's a couple of things. The folks over, what is his name? Lord Mount Charles?
They're doing Slane Castle now.
Yeah, Slane started about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, something like that, maybe 6 years ago. Slane Castle is quite a lovely place, and they also do weddings and whatnot there. But it's not a place you, unless something's happened, I spoke with them last, it's not a place you'd overnight, unless you were coming, you know, you were coming for a wedding or something at the castle. Then they would let out the space to do that. But they started making a Slane, S-L-A-N-E, a name for the same town it's in, whiskey there. And I don't know, has it taken off at all?
Well, they had it in the airport. They were actually sort of doing a pre-launch at the airport just about 2 months ago, maybe just over a month ago, and people really, really liked it. So I think it's doing quite well.
Yeah, well, if you go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, put in Slane, S-L-A-N-E. You probably don't even need to put in castle. It'll probably come up, but if you need it, put the word castle in. Also, when you're taking the Dublin-Galway Road, which people is like the New Jersey Turnpike or the Mass Pike, New Jersey Turnpike being between New York City and Delaware, and the Mass Pike being between Boston and Berkshire County in western Massachusetts. They're both pretty flat, pretty straight roads that take 2 hours for you to drive one end to the other. Well, the Galway-Dublin Road is just like that, except you've got Irish scenery on both sides of the road. And about halfway, I want to say it's just a little bit west of Athlone, which is probably exactly halfway between Dublin and Galway. You've got the town of Tullamore, and you'll see it very close to the highway. You can get off and visit, and that's where they make Tullamore Dew, and which is the preferred alcohol that goes into Irish coffee. And the largest customer for Tullamore Dew in America is the Buena Vista Cafe in San Francisco, right by where the cable car turns around on that turntable at the wharf in San Francisco. When you get off the cable car, put your back to the water and look up the hill half a block, and on the right side you'll see the Buena Vista Cafe. And if you go in there and order Irish whiskey, Irish coffee, the whiskey that goes in it is from Tullamore in Ireland and the Tullamore Distillery. We've plowed through the hour. I can't wait to see you again. Let me know, Siobhan, when you're coming to the U.S., and I'll do my best to catch up with you wherever you are, and we'll be back again at least once, maybe twice before the year is over, so I hope to see you on the other side. And thank you for joining us this hour.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very, very much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Stay with me, everybody. More to come. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly.
up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.